Lowe'sFirst.com today.
America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. How are you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Hopefully in California you're enjoying the rain while the rest of us seem to be freezing in other parts of the country. Of course, there is some nice weather in Florida and Arizona and a couple of the other southwest states as well. Speaking of Arizona, on the radar, not for weather and the great golf it offers or spring training, because it is all about spring training and the Cactus League. But instead, it's all about Jan Brewer, the governor of that state, and her veto of a controversial bill that would have given license to business owners to deny service to gay men and women. Realizing, and there was pressure all over this, that it was going to cost the state a fortune if she had signed the bill and not vetoed it, she decided that was the right course of action for the state, which has already faced a backlash economically with some other things that have happened there in the past. Remember the waste of money, frankly, thanks to the Attorney General and having to deal with the sticky issue of stopping someone on a routine traffic stop for a busted light, let's say, or something else, and then realizing they might not be of this country and asking them for identification, which turned into not only a major blow-up, a court case, the government suing Arizona, and a ton of money was dumped into this. So, you know, we paid for this. Taxpayers paid for it on one side, and then the people of Arizona paid for it on the other side, not wanting to get into any kind of problem with that on top of what they've had to eat because of that last lawsuit. She vetoed the bill that really would have changed a few things in the state. So if you were driving through Arizona, that's all they'd be talking about. The rest of the country could be on fire or buried in snow, but for the most part, this is exactly where the focus would be on this veto. So she's either being hailed as a hero or somebody who gave in to being held hostage economically. In the NFL, three very powerful letters strung together had a very big purse that they're going to dump on Arizona for the Super Bowl in 2015, and they would have taken it back if she hadn't vetoed. So she would not empower those businesses to openly refuse to serve gays and lesbians based on religious beliefs. The bill passed the Republican-led state legislature last week and was really being pushed by a lot in the GOP and even some conservative groups as necessary to protect religious freedoms. But there was just as many conservatives that were saying, ooh, no, because you got this other sidebar thing here that is going to cripple Arizona. McCain and Flake, the two senators, that's a terrible name, isn't it, for a senator? The two senators from Arizona were part of the group that said, oh, no, you got to veto this. You got to veto this because this is blatant discrimination. It's one thing if you feel a certain way. It's another thing if it's blatant and you would open up massive litigation in that state. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Attorney General would have gone after Arizona again, but pushing that aside, there would have been other litigation that would have happened. I mean, massive business interests would have been killed. Would have been killed. And one thing Brewer said, because everybody wanted an explanation, is exactly what I have laid out here. She didn't say the fine points, but she said the legislation seeks to protect businesses, yet the business community overwhelmingly opposed the proposed law, which was true. They did not want it. Most of the businesses did not want it. It was pushed by the Center for Arizona Policy, or CAP, which is a conservative group that opposes abortion and gay marriage, and they say the bill would allow Arizona businesses and just individuals to refuse service to the homosexual customers based on their, what they're calling sincerely, what they were calling sincerely held religious beliefs. But there's no question there would have been no Super Bowl there. And you had Apple, you had 10 other huge businesses saying, you know, we're going to just boycott the entire state. You do that, go ahead. So we refuse to do our business there. And it would have, economically, it would have put them in an incredible bind. I mean, an incredible bind if they had done that. But she's still bearing the brunt of the people who are furious over this. And this is how it came out. It just shows you how we are in America with social media. They tweeted out a photo of her vetoing the bill. Just tweeted it out. That's how everybody found out what had happened there. So it's history now, but there's lots of reaction to it. Lots of reaction to it. So she couldn't stomach the loss of the revenue to the state, for sure. Because even besides the NFL, even Major League Baseball was talking about a boycott, too. And then there would have been businesses that would have been very, 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 needless to say, upset by the loss of needed revenues. But there was cheers and there was protests. I mean, the state capitol in Phoenix, you couldn't even walk up the steps at one point. People were screaming, Arizona's open for business to everyone. And then other people were screaming other things. Mm. Big shakeup when it comes to food labels. We're going to talk about it this hour. Do you care? Do you even read? I mean, here's a great question. And be honest about this. How many of you even read the labels on your food? Do you look at the labels on the food, on the cans, on the boxes that you pick up, whatever it is? Are you looking at the labels to see what the ingredients are? Well, the FDA is proposing some changes to the food nutrition labels, including bigger emphasis on the thing that is so deadly to a lot of people, the sugars and the nutrients, and also what we've seen in serving sizes, too, as well. We'll get to that later. So stay with us. We got more on this menu coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosal here from Midas Resources. Today, February 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,326.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,374.33, $687.16 for a quarter ounce, or $343.58 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,374.33, $687.16, and $343.58.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Two, three, go! Woo-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no.
America, with me and the rest of the crew on America Tonight. Coming up, fruits, nuts, shredded or bingo. I know, now you're confused, right? And a conversation with Dan Kish on the Keystone Pipeline. Now that some of the former Obama gang reacting to it, saying, what's the big deal? Since we have 2 million miles of pipes in this country, what's the big deal? Does that in all or in any way, I guess, influence the decision with the pipeline? And I don't think so. However, it is interesting when somebody's a Democrat, somebody's a big supporter, somebody's hired, they're part of the crew in the White House. I have my crew. They have their crew. They have a lot of crew. But once you leave the White House, then it's like the free-for-all. Now all of a sudden the opinions fly. And there are some pretty heavy hitters whose opinion is, yeah, I'm good with the Keystone Pipeline. I wasn't when I was in the administration. But now I have suddenly changed my mind. So we'll talk to Kish, who is with the Institute of Energy Research. We'll talk to him about what all that means. We've talked to him a bunch on the pipeline and what's happening with the U.S. being, in his opinion and mine, being held hostage by all of this. Not everybody agrees. You know, now they're talking about regulations for all the trucks, not trucks, all the, because there was trucks, all the trains that are leaving with the crude oil from the Bakken Shale. When you think of North Dakota, they're concerned about what's flammable and accidents, and there have been a few accidents. So what are the safety regulations? But most companies on the other sides of this would say the same thing, that, of course, we want safety first, because we're certainly not wanting to, one, be fined. So they're talking about big fines. And more than the fines, we don't want problems. I mean, they don't want something to explode in some town as the train is moving through with the oil. But they're definitely, the government now, which has gone pretty much in some ways unregulated, is now looking into making sure there are safety checks there. But this is what I've said about the pipeline all along. So there wouldn't be safety checks? Of course there would be. We've had a gazillion environmental studies on this. So either roll it forward or say it's toast. But that's not going to happen. Why? Because the president needs coattails. And with coattails, what has to happen, even though he's not out there stumping for anybody, because they don't really want him out there stumping, but they don't want to have some other controversial thing come out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that could tank some of the Democrats when it comes to the midterm elections, which are here before you know it. All right, in the big mix-up of things, besides Jan Brewer and killing the bill, allowing refusal to serve gays, you know, killing that, just killing it off with a veto, and nutrition labels getting the first makeover in 20 years, and whose idea was that? Well, I'll tell you. There are other things that are happening that that might chap you off or not, depending on your point of view. I know one thing that is the biggest third rail that is always mentioned on this show at least once, and that's Obamacare. But people are concerned about the economy, about jobs, 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 jobs. That's why I started off talking to meandering through the Keystone Pipeline, which we're going to discuss with Dan Kish, because while all politics are local, all politics relate back to what's in your wallet. Not because everybody necessarily wants to be a millionaire, but they want to be able to feed their families. And they want to be able to live on more than stretching paycheck after paycheck after paycheck. And so many Americans are doing that. I don't know how these statistics are missing, because it's the way things are. So while the focus, a lot of this focus is on healthcare, if you were to do a survey, most people would be talking about jobs. They'd be talking about the future, about what happens in the future, and where are we headed, and all that kind of thing. And affordable care is unpopular. But overall, the intense anger as the top issue is subsiding just a little bit. I'm not saying it's not there, because it's costly to plenty of people. It's costly time-wise when you're on the phone for hours trying to find the right doctor. I've already had three people in my life that have been burned by this. So now they're talking about, you know, as they fight and talk about repealing or stripping the funding or doing whatever with the health care law. If we dig a little bit deeper, the Washington Post ABC news poll showed that if we were to rank things, what most people would put at the top of their list is jobs and job availability. That's what's resonating. Is where are we getting our next, what's coming up next? What's the top problem? And that's unemployment and jobs, the economy in general. Dissatisfaction with the people representing the Congress people, government, politicians, all of that. So it's an issue. It's a big issue. But jobs in the economy, jobs, where are the jobs? That's the question people still want the answer to, as they did in 2010. In fact, in that poll I was talking about, only 18% in 2010 in the exit polls ranked healthcare as the top issue. And now they're compared with the 63% who felt that way about the economy. And so even though that's flipped a little bit, it still hasn't flipped completely over. It's the business of business that people want to know about. Because healthcare or not, regardless paying for it, I mean, they got to have some job that puts them in the position to be able to pay for it, right? And they've got to have some, I think it's something about a purpose and having a purpose in doing something. So these, I think the job killers are the thing that are wrecking people's lives more than anything. More than anything. That is why in a poll it comes up that way. Comes up still top, 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 top. So somehow Washington isn't getting the message. Where are the jobs? That's what people want to know. Where are the jobs? Don't flip-flop. Don't run away. Just tell us what you promised. And always, in every State of the Union and in addresses, it's about the jobs. We're going to create more jobs, and here's how we're going to find more jobs, and then there's going to be more jobs. But where are they? Do a little survey. If you did it in your town, you talked to 10 people, guarantee you'd find that most of them, I bet you 8 out of 10, are struggling. Doing the paycheck to paycheck thing or stringing together several jobs and not just going to work and having one job and getting out at 6 or 7 o'clock. For the first time in 4 years, I met somebody today that said, and they were doing well, that when it came to 7 o'clock at night, they were done. They were home. They were not picking up a phone. Their number was unlisted. They could care less. They were not texting. They were having a life. Pounding it at work until 7 o'clock, but they were off the clock after that. I don't really know very many people that fall into that category because they're always getting contract work, side work, whatever, to try to be able to pay the bills. Dan Kish, coming up next here on America Tonight.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Listening to this show knows how I feel about the Keystone XL pipeline. I don't understand, and I've said this for a long time. I talked to so many people who supported the Keystone XL pipeline years ago, then suddenly everything changed. Now it's starting to change again, the landscape in Washington, as you have a couple of former Obama administration people who are saying that they've supported the pipeline, that they're out there in support of it. So, wow, this is a game changer, I think, anyway. So who better to talk to on this show than Dan Kish, Institute for Energy Research. He's got the skinny on all that kind of stuff. He's the Senior VP of Policy. Dan, as always, thanks for coming back on ATN.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. I appreciate it.
Now that you've got some Obama guys, people that were part of the administration anyway, now saying what they're saying about supporting it, how much clout does that carry?
Probably not a lot with the president. I mean, actually what's happened is his former head of the United States Geological Survey, which is a pretty prestigious position who deals with resource analysis and that sort of thing for the government, came out and said that she supports it. She's a PhD scientist, and she came out. That was prefaced by a former Interior Secretary who's responsible for all the lands when he was Secretary under Obama, saying the same thing. And then there have been others, including actually, but I think in answer to your question, the real important comment that came out about it was the president's former energy secretary, Stephen Chu, who was a Nobel Prize winning scientist, who said that this is not a science question. It never has been. This is a political question. And that one didn't get a lot of press, but he also said that a couple of weeks ago. So I think that's really what this is. What we're looking at is, despite all the studies and the talk and all the rest, it's pretty obvious the government's reports keep coming back saying there's not a big issue here in terms of the environment, despite what the opponents say, and that there's no reason not to say that it's in the national interest for the United States to join with our neighbors and friends Canada to build this pipeline and make North America that much more secure.
Yeah, I thought Stephen Chu, it's interesting you bring that up, because I thought Stephen Chu a few years ago was the one who basically was saying that they had the green light, and then all of a sudden it was like he went mute. You know, you never heard from him again because there started to be protests. And I think that's where that all came from, because there was a lot of protests about the environment and what was going to happen, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Wrapped around the White House. And so I think that there was some strong arming going on, and all of a sudden he was quiet, because I'm positive at some point he said, yeah, we've gone through the environmental studies, and then all of a sudden there had to be more. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And you're right. I mean, this kind of cropped up from nowhere. We've been building pipelines in the U.S. Kate, believe it or not, we have over 2 million miles of energy pipelines in the United States, including in all of our backyard. You know, if your house runs on natural gas or if you use it in your house, you have an energy pipeline running right up to your house. That's how it gets there. It's underground. And then, of course, all the connections, much of our oil and much of the products that we use, gasoline, heating oil, diesel fuel, much of that is transported. We see some of it in trucks on the road, but most of it is transported by pipeline. And there's never been an issue with it. And all of a sudden, this became an issue. And it's largely opponents of the use of oil and gas and gasoline and the like who have decided to draw a line in the sand on the Keystone Pipeline and say no more. Makes you wonder what they're going to call for next, because ultimately, if we can't use that, what are we going to say we can't produce oil here? Or are we going to say we're not bringing it in from Venezuela or the Middle East or other places? Because one could make the same argument about all of those sources. And my guess is that's the real goal, because that is consistent with their position of not using any fossil energy. And unfortunately, this country runs 85% of the energy that we use in this country comes from fossil energy. So that would be a rude awakening for a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding. The Canadians, how long do you think they play patient on this before the Chinese, who would love to have it come out on the other side of Canada, just swoop in and the money's just too much for them because they've waited and waited? And I know Canada wants this to go through the United States, but at some point they're going to say, okay, uncle, you know, we give. Are you concerned about that and just completely seeing the pipeline slip away?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the most recent report, which is the, I believe, the fifth or sixth environmental report on this that the government is required to be done, looked at that whole issue and said that the reason this doesn't have any substantial impact is that oil is going to be used whether we use it here or not. Canada is going to sell its oil. They have huge amounts of oil, Middle Eastern rivaling supplies of oil. Of course, we've got a lot here, too, but they're going to sell it to them. And right now, I think the Canadians have already learned a big lesson about the United States. I about said good. I don't think it's been a good lesson from our perspective, because after all, they are our number one trading partner, an ally. We speak the same language. We have basically the same values. Ultimately, we benefit more from a barrel of oil coming across the border from Canada than we do from any other country in the world. Much more of Americans' work and dollars go into that than, for example, a barrel of oil we buy out of the Middle East. They use all of our equipment, much of our brain power in order to make that happen. So I think they're already getting cold feet and beginning to look. We may have driven them into the arms of other people around the world by us spending almost 6 years trying to figure out whether, and this is the key question, this is in the national interest or not. That's the decision the president has to make. Is this in the national interest or not of the United States to get oil from Canada? The rest of the sentence should go like this, because it's the truth, or should we get it from the Middle East and from Venezuela and from other places that might not like us?
Yeah, the other part of this is the thing that we keep talking about is jobs, jobs, jobs. And, you know, some people, Dan, will poo-poo this and say, oh, yeah, that's, you know, they're temporary jobs. But I've talked to people in the industry and they say, no, I wouldn't just throw that out. These are some really good jobs that people need, especially if you look at where the pipeline would flow, where, you know, where it would go, basically. And it really would create jobs, wouldn't it?
Oh, of course. Not only in the construction, which, granted, is temporary, but nobody makes an argument against a office building being put up in a city because, you know, the construction jobs are only going to last a short period of time. I mean, after all, cities go out and states go out and buy against each other to offer the most attractive terms to companies that want to come, for example, and build a automobile plant or something. This is a multi-billion dollar investment in the United States that would hire tens of thousands. 40,000 is, according to the State Department, the Obama administration's own report, 42,000 year jobs. So if it takes 2 years, that'd be 21,000 high-paying jobs for those people building it. And then, of course, there's the added benefits. I mean, anytime we've got a steady and secure supply of oil coming across our border, it means we've got more energy, which hopefully will lessen the cost of energy here in the United States. And whenever the price of energy goes down, it means people have more money to spend on other things. It means our businesses can compete because they don't have to pay as much for energy. Maybe they can pay higher wages to their workers. Maybe they can stay in business if they're a marginal business. And so anytime somebody tells me that it might cut the cost of my gasoline or the cost of the transport of my of the products that I order, if I was in a business, that would be very attractive to me, and that's exactly what the Keystone Pipeline promises.
Yeah, and, you know, we keep looking at, we look at the unemployment numbers, which to me, they're kind of a dupe anyway, as there's people that are underemployed or there are people that have just given up, as you know. And this is perfect because it would be right in their wheelhouse. Now, even if the high sign was given, it would still take a while for this to kick in. How far away? I mean, if tomorrow is like, okay, this is it, we're voting, we're in, we're done, the administration says yes to this, it would still take a while, wouldn't it?
Oh, sure. It takes a while. Anytime you mobilize a force like that, which is literally an army of workers, you're going to have to pull all the equipment together. They have purchased a lot of the pipe and that sort of thing, have stockpiled some of it, but you're going to have to pull workers from various places and get set up and go forward. And my guess is the opponents, regardless of what the president says, and maybe depending on how the president says it, we'll continue to try to figure out ways to try to stop this. It's the United States, Kate. I mean, I don't know if people really realize this, but it's become more difficult to build things in the United States than almost any country on earth, including Europe and other places. Europe has no problems like this. They build things.
Yeah.
And so we put ourselves at a competitive disadvantage because if I'm looking around the world where I want to invest money and where I want to start something in order to make it begin to pay back the money that I borrowed to do it, I look around the world and I say, well, I may or may not get a permit there, and it may take 5 or 10 years to get that permit over here. I can work, they're willing to work with me, and I can start making money in 3 years. I'm probably going to go in a three-year place because markets can change and all the rest. It's a very bad signal.
Yeah, I agree.
This has become an international issue, and that the United States stands thwart some people who are willing to invest billions of dollars here and hire Americans to do it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Dan Kish, we got to fly. IER's senior VP, thanks so much of policy. We appreciate it.
Hey, Kate, always great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Usually I get along.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
Wow, can you believe it? We are almost at the exit signs. We are walking toward the exit signs this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you have some thoughts on the show? Shoot them to me, americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. As my ode to Tony Soprano or James Gandolfini, you are in just like that. All right, we got a new segment for you that I'm really excited about. Fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder is going to play along in this segment. You can, too, at home. So, Nathan, our first fruits and nuts shredded or bingo story is this one. There are now going to be new nutrition labels that are going to highlight calories and hidden added sugars in foods. This is the first time in 20 years that we have had a facelift for nutrition facts, the labels that are plastered almost every food package you get in a grocery store. It will look a whole lot different. For example, a serving size of ice cream would double to a full cup, which is actually closer to what people eat. It wouldn't be the smaller amounts that we've had on there for a long time. And it used to be that fat was the focus a couple of decades ago when the labels were first started, but now that's going to shift, and instead it's how many calories we eat, and it's been kind of misleading in some senses with the single service, you know, serving packages and stuff. So now they're going to change that around too, and they're going to put the real sizes and the sugars in there and all that sort of stuff. This was part of Michelle Obama's initiative, part of the Let's Move initiative to combat childhood obesity, which is now in its fourth year. So the FDA is going to take comments on the proposal for 90 days, and then a final rule could take maybe another year. Once that happens, then they have 2 years to comply, because you have to give all these food companies time to comply. So we're really 3 or 4 years away from this. So fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
You know, at first I was going to go, bingo! And, I mean, I still think it's kind of bingo-ish, but I'm a little mixed nuts, too. You know, or you know, fruits and nuts.
Fruits and nuts. Yeah, because here's the thing. The FDA is saying that food companies are going to have to pay about $2 billion to change the labels. So, like, if you're Stouffer's or you're whoever you are, it's great for the food label industry, I guess, but for everybody else, and now these quick facts will change. And, you know, sometimes people feel like it's like the food police, and they don't want to know all that. They don't want to know every single thing that's on there. Do you read labels?
Yeah, mainly I try to read labels of stuff that I'm not sure if I can't really pronounce the things at the end of it. Because when that happens, you probably might
shouldn't eat it.
Other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me the rule of thumb should be if it's in a box, you don't want it. But it's like, I just don't live in that world where I can't have anything ever from a box. This vegetable gardens and growing your own stuff is great, but you still have to be realistic and have some time to do it.
Yep.
So that's the problem. I mean, it's an excuse, I guess, but it's a legitimate excuse. All right, here's the next one. Northwest football players, Northwestern is just a huge school now. Somebody was telling me the other day they thought it was one of the best medical schools in the country to go there for medicine. It's a brilliant place to be. So anyway, but it has nothing to do with the academics of Northwestern. Northwestern football players are making some noise, Nathan. They are talking about forming a union. They are arguing for a union. The players are trying to prove that they are employees of the university who are forced to put football first or risk losing their compensation, which would be the free tuition. So they feel like they should have a union to represent them. If the athletes win, they would set an incredible precedent that would turn the NCAA, which is the ruling body of college athletics, pretty much on its head. What do you think? Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
I am totally down with bingo on this one because them boys have been being used for quite some time now.
You know what? I agree with you. Shockingly. I know all my anti-union people are come flying out of the woodwork. But here's why I think that. And I know the argument can be, well, listen, they're getting a scholarship after all. So what about everybody else? Shouldn't they get a scholarship? But the problem is, they are being used because the school makes a fortune off their backs with the money that they get for the bowl games. And even though that's changing, there's going to be a playoff system, it's still going to be bowl-based, and the schools are still going to get big money for it. And the football programs, including Northwestern's, which is not like Alabama, but it's still they still haul in a pretty good amount of money, they have to... I mean, they really kill themselves working to be part of the team where the demands are high and they don't reap the rewards. They don't really reap the rewards. So, you know, even though they're getting these scholarships, it's not the same as a scholarship for medicine or one of the other things, even though that's demanding in a different way. So, yeah, I'm going to say 60 hours a week during the season, 20 hours the rest of the year. Summer and winter breaks, forget about it. You're not getting that. You couldn't take certain classes. I think it's not a bad idea.
You know, there's got to be some hazard pay because you go to medical, you go in for medical school, you're not getting beat up every day.
Yes. You know? Yes. I agree. Absolutely. All right, so let's move to another one. You're going to like this one. This is a good one. All right, so we have this very powerful telescope that was in space. It's in space, and it discovered 715 planets. Now, this is a NASA deal. So NASA is funded by our dollars, taxpayer dollars. A lot of people think, forget it. Why do we even worry about things like planets and what's out there when we have so many problems happening here on Earth and all the money that's being spent by our government and the deficit, 17, you know, trillion. Couldn't we use some of that money, save it, and just hold off on the great discoveries like 715 planets? So, is it fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo?
Oh, man, that one is so easy. Shred it. Come on. Everybody's got, you know, all science is going to endlessly try to discover the new answers, and there's many more planets than 750 billion. Great. Great. We got the technology, but, you know, throw it in the fire, baby.
Throw it in the fire because we are drowning in debt and we can put that on the shelf for a while at least. It's a luxury we can't afford. Okay, I disagree because I love the whole planetary thing and all that, but that's just because I'm a geek for that kind of stuff, especially after I went to that McDonald Observatory in Marfa, Texas. But
hey, don't get me wrong. I believe it's really cool, but, you know, it's, for our segment here, Throw it, shred it.
All right, this is the last one, and we might agree on this one. A lot of people are starting to boycott SeaWorld. And, you know, SeaWorld is so cool. They do, the dolphins do the tricks and the whales. But then there was a thing called Blackfish that came out, a documentary that talked about the horrible things that are done to put these, to basically put these whales in captivity where they're separated from their babies who scream as they only can do in this horrific way, the whale call. And it's a lot of things have happened with the whales. And, of course, there have been accidents with people where they've been killed. And now that some people have seen that documentary, some of the shows aren't as filled. Would it be better to see SeaWorld close and say, let the dolphins and the whales roam free, that it's too barbaric and we shouldn't have these shows anymore?
Oh, kind of fruits and nuts.
Fruits and nuts!
Yeah, I mean, that's where I gotta go. I gotta go.
You don't know because you want to go and see those dolphins. Admit it, and you want to see those whales.
I saw them but I also, you know, I'm not really wanting animals to get hurt. But yeah, I don't know. I think everybody's owied on that one.
All right, that is a fruit and nut. I agree with you because it's a hard decision to make to completely shut everything down. What about, you know, at least maybe the dolphins, the whales? I understand, but I think SeaWorld's in trouble without a doubt, my friends.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.